Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. On behalf of Pastor Billy Cashwell and all of your friends at Benson Grove, let me welcome you to a Spirit-filled hour of singing and preaching from the Word of God. We invite you to tune in every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. You can contact us at 919-894-4120. We would love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. Now let's join the broadcast from Benson Grove.
This morning, how many of you are Tar Heel fans? Yeah, but I got the victory in Jesus Christ this morning, amen. I'm not worried about the Tar Heels, I'm worried about souls this morning, amen. And as long as you got Jesus, you got all that you'll ever need. Man, it's good to see you here in the house of the Lord. If you're glad to be here, say amen. Man, it's good to see all of you here. Let me recognize our visitors this morning. If you're a first-time visitor, never been to a worship service at Benson Grove before, if you wouldn't mind, raise your hands high in there so ushers can see that. But that brother back there on the back row, bless God, he was first like this right here. I believe he's ready to sing a song today. Amen? No. No. Amen. But it's good to have you here in the house of the Lord. We welcome all of you here in the name of the Lord. We welcome those on the internet audience and the radio audience. We're glad to have you with us as well. And man, it's good to see you. It's a good-looking group. I don't know where y'all were last week, but it's good to have you here today. Amen? And so we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to ask Him to lead, guide, and direct in this place. And you hang on. We're going to move through things kind of quickly today. You just hang on. Choir's going to come and sing. But let's just give it all to Him. Amen? Amen? Don't worry about you. Don't worry about what your neighbor's got on their shoes or whatever else. Let's just focus on the Lord. Amen? And give it all to Him this morning. So let's call on Him in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before You this morning. We say thank You, God, for the opportunity to enter into this time of worship. Lord, we lift up you. We lift up the name Jesus, God, because why? You're worthy. God, how magnificent and how holy and righteous you are. And Lord, we look to honor you here today. There's nothing about us that's holy or righteous save you living in us. And Lord, I pray, God, that the what is inside of us would stir like never before. And God, that we would be willing and able to lift up holy hands and cry out to you and not be afraid to proclaim the name Jesus in this place. God, it's not about us, it's about you. That's what worship is. It's not self-worship. It's worshiping the one true living Savior in this place today. And I pray that you would receive honor and glory and power among your people here today. Lord, we thank you for our visitors. Lord, we thank you for those that have gathered here in your name. We thank you for our missionary, Brother Resty and his friend, God, who've come halfway around the world to share what you're doing through them over in another land around this world. God, what a privilege it is to know that the gospel is for every creature. It is for every person. God, and I pray that you'd find more willing people in this body that would share that same message. God, help us like never before. May we have 2020 vision in this church, God, among this body of believers, Lord, that we will go house to house, home to home, God, and warning people about what's to come without Jesus in their life. Lord, I pray, God, that you would bless your man today, God. Brother Billy, as always, Lord, that you touch him both physically and spiritually in whatever way he's in need of this morning. God, that you do a work in him, God, that he'd be able to lead this flock. Lord, we pray for those who could not be here today. I know there's many in our midst, God, that are sick, that are dealing with hardships, and folks, God, that just so many things going on in the lives and the hearts of your people. And Lord, I pray that you would meet their needs where they are and use this body to be a blessing and encouragement to them as well. Lord, we're asking you to forgive us of our sins and shortcomings. And God, and give us what we need here this day. Lord, I know I'm not granted tomorrow, but God, meet the need of us in this place today, spiritually today, God. May your word find a lodging place in our lives and hearts today, and may it change us so that we'd be drawn closer to you. May we become more like you and reflect what you put in us to this dark and dying world. We love you, Lord. Pray that you take over and have your way for us. In the precious name of Christ, we pray, and all God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I still believe in the Bible. I still believe it's applicable to today. Don't matter what you want to consider to be, well, that story doesn't apply to us today. You can't take things in the Bible and leave things out just because you don't think they apply to you. Amen. So it's all for us, and that's what this song talks about today. So listen as Miss Regina and Brother Danny lead us, and some things never change.
I have chosen not to fret about this ever-changing world and its ways, but I have put my attention on that heavenly intervention that brought me out of darkness into the light. It's not mind over matter, it's more than worthless chatter, it's all about the blood of Jesus.
Including that he is still the same today. There's not a different approach. It remains as he wrote, and it can't be explained away. They may say my convictions and this old-time religion must all be rearranged, but I've been on my knees and God reassured me that some things never, never change.
I still have a Bible, a guide to survival that brought me to this place. I still believe a Christian, old-time convictions are the answer for this modern.
That was wonderful. Thank you. I want to read one verse. Brother Rusty, if you will, come ahead on and be ready. And thank you for being here again, visitors and guests, and seated right back by Brother Luis and Sister Nancy back there this morning. Dear lady, our helps ministry, handyman ministry, helped them with a lift, and she's visiting with us. Ms. Agnes is here this morning. Some of you got to go by to speak to her, but she's here. We're still praying for that family and the homegoing of Brother Curtis and their family. And remember all of them in your prayers. I want to read to you a passage of Scripture. Brother Rusty has been here before, and we met him when we first went to the Philippines through Brother Tom Feliciano. But he's going to share his testimony a little bit this morning, ministry. Also, Brother Reuben and his precious wife with us, they're going to share a little bit in the service. And so you'll be blessed. I want you to understand why we're doing this today. We're trying to help these young men. And God's called them, and God's already blessed in so many wonderful ways, and we are able to be a help with Brother Rusty some. But I'm glad that you're able to be here today to hear and see what God's doing through your missionaries, but also that you'll know how to pray for them better. I emphasize all month this on the Word of God, a new vision of the power of the Word of God. I want to read to you 1 Peter this morning in chapter number 1. And verse number 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of God endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Here stands in this pulpit and right here by me and over here on this side, evidence of the power of the Word of God. We wouldn't be here had it not been for somebody sharing the gospel with us. And I thank God for what he's done in Rusty's life. Make welcome, if you will, Brother Rusty Josephat from the island of Mindoro. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Bless your heart. Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Good morning. I am so glad that I was able to come back here for the second time. And I appreciate Pastor Billy Cashwell and Mom Regina Cashwell for allowing me to be here. And Brother Roger Romito, Sister Karen Romito, for taking good care of us while we staying in at their house. We have good food, and thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and I also appreciate my friends. They were from the Philippines, but they are studying at Marietta Bible College. I won't be here if Brother Robin don't drive for me, didn't brought me here, because I don't have a car to be used to go to and fro from church to church. That is why, thank you, Brother Robin and his wife is also here. I'd like to say hello to those I knew him. I knew her. I'm so sorry, my English is limited. I feel I am a little bit nervous. I went to the comfort room twice. One at the house of Brother Roger, and one in here. And I'm now, you know, I want to go to restroom now, but I cannot do that. Oh, want to say hello to Brother John Langdon and his family, Mom Peggy Langdon, Sister Donna Brown, if he's here, Brother Calvin, Pastor Tim Boone and his family, and Sister Kay Allen, if she's here. Hello, Grandma. I called her Grandma. Yeah. It is nice to be here in front of you, and it is really, really a blessing. And I could testify that this church is really, really a blessing to me and to the ministry in the Philippines. We had a fellowship yesterday with Brother Roger Romito and Sister Karen, with Mike, a fellow pastor, and his wife, that I was so shocked. You know what? I didn't even know that Brother Roger Romito and Sister Karen Romito, I didn't even know that the support I am receiving here is from them. I was so shocked, you know. And we had a fellowship yesterday, and I'm telling them the truth that I am receiving $100 in a monthly basis, but still God didn't forsook us. Still God is, you know, helping us. We can we minister to the people in the tribes up in the mountain, to the people on the downhill, yeah, to the city, to the town, and it is all for the glory of God. But before I proceed, I'd like to call my friend to because I won't be here if, of course, without God, I won't be here. But physically, he brought me here by his car, and I'd like to call him to sing for us and share something or share his testimony, if it is okay with you. Thank you.
Before I will share my testimony, I would like to sing first. And I would like to thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to stand behind the pulpit. And also to that family, thank you for allowing us to sleep overnight in your house. We experienced to spend the night at the rest area. But last night we have a good night rest because of their goodness. And also, I would like to thank God, you know, for his grace.
Amazing grace will always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. If not for grace, my soul would be a drifting ship with no safe harbor from the angry waves. But Calvary's cross shined brightly through the darkest storm, and just in time his mercy
mercies rescues me. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to behold the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous my falling soul. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need.
Thank you, Brother Robin. Those who are watching live, watching online through Facebook, may God speak into your hearts. And as I've said, my English is limited. I have a story to tell you. There was a Filipino who wants to practice his English. He wants to practice the 8 parts of his speech. We were taught when we were in elementary, high school, even in college, the 8 parts of speech. But until now, I don't memorize that. Yeah. So he wanted to practice his English. So there was an American who visited the Philippines, and the Filipino said, "This is now my time to practice my English, because one of my friends told me that English is just like in mathematics." So he talked to American. And he said, "How are you?" The Filipino said, "How are you?" The American said, "Good. How are you too?" He heard that too. He said, "Oh, English is just like in mathematics." And he said, "How are you three?" The American said, "What for?" Oh, he said again, "How are you five?" The American said, "Are you sick? How are you 7? An American said, "Did you eat?" And the Filipino said, "How are you 9? The American said, "Forgotten." So English is like a mathematics for us, Filipino. Yeah, as we had fellowship last night or yesterday, I've told to Brother Roger and Sister Karen that it is really a blessing to be here in your country, because many Filipinos would like to come here to have their visa or tourist visa, but it didn't work well on their part. So I told them it is a blessing for me to be here, because it is more easier to go to heaven than to go to America for us Filipino. Amen. Yeah, it is hard. I got denied twice before I get here. I got denied. It cost me a lot of money. Yeah, I just have to pay for an application form for about $200 for an interview. If I pass the interview at the U.S. Embassy in Manila, well, it's a blessing. If I don't, it's also a blessing, but I cannot, no money back. They won't give you your money back. no money back. So it is so hard for me as a Filipino to go here in your country. So you are so blessed because you don't need a visa to go to the Philippines. But we Filipinos, we have to have our tourist visa for us to be here in your country. So you are so blessed. You are free, flowing water. In the Philippines, you have to run for water. You have running water here. In the Philippines, you have to run for water. You have Volkswagen, am I right? Volkswagen. In the Philippines, we have Volkswagen. You have to walk for you to go to a place you want to. Especially in my town, especially in the island where I'm serving God. You have to walk to the mountain, but I'm praising God because we have a ministry downtown and we also have a ministry in the mountain. Praise God. John chapter 5, because in the Philippines, when we were invited a speaker, and the speaker said, "Pastor, how much time would you give me?" I told him, "You can preach as long as you want, as long as the Holy Spirit leads you. But when the clock turns to 12 noon, while you're preaching, the people will leave. You're just preaching, but the people will leave." It will happen here now? Yes. John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verses 1 down to verse 12. But for the sake of time, I will just read verse 1, then verse 12. For the sake of time. John chapter 5, shall we all stand, please? John chapter 5, verse 1. The Bible says, "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem." Verse 12. "Then asked they him, 'What man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?'" Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we come to your throne of grace, and we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we can glorify you, that we can study your word freely. We can glorify your name through this gathering. May you be with us, Father. Empower your servant. Use me only as your instrument to your people here. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You can take your seat. Thank you so much. John chapter 5. In John chapter 5, we can see here the impotent man. And John says that when Jesus got to Jerusalem, he entered the city by the sheep gate and went to the pool of Bethesda nearby. I know that some of you went to Jerusalem, went to Israel, and I know that it is, you know, overwhelming. And I asked Brother Romito, Brother Roger, "How does it feel when you were in Israel?" He says, "It feels good, and it feels better." And you know, they see the place where Jesus grown. So thank God. So when Jesus got to Jerusalem, he entered the city by the sheep gate and went to the pool of Bethesda nearby. The sheep gate, I forgot to ask this to Brother Roger, but I know that the sheep gate still stands today. That sheep gate in John chapter 5. So it was called the sheep gate because shepherds would drive their sheep into Jerusalem through this gate and on over the pool of Bethesda to the right, where they would be washed before taking to the temple for a for sacrifice. The pool of Bethesda was separated by, it is just an introduction for us to have a background about this chapter 5. The pool of Bethesda was separated by a dividing wall in the middle, creating two bodies of water. So the sheep gate were washed at one end of the pool, so people bathed at the other end. So around this, around the sides of the pool where the people bathed. So there were there were five porches. Then under five porches, people laid various infirmities. They were gathered there in hopes of being healed. So according to Apostle John, in this porches or porticos lay a great multitude of sick people, those who were sick, lame, blind, or paralyzed. Now, the pool of Bethesda was fed by an underground spring. When the spring overflowed, it would bubble up from beneath, causing a disturbance in the water above. And so the Bible says an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. So whoever step first, whoever comes first to enter would be cured, would be healed. And according to John, in John chapter 5, Jesus met a man who had been coming to the pool of Bethesda for 38 long years. For 38 years in hopes of being healed. But because, because he was paralyzed, he had no means of getting into the water on his own by himself. And Jesus said unto him in verse 6, in verse 6, let's see. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now for a long time, in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? Then this impotent man said, sir, he didn't recognize that it was Jesus, a great physician, that could heal him from any sicknesses. And he said in verse 7, I have no man. I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another stepped down before me. We can see this man, he was hopeless. It's not just, he was hopeless. He was also helpless. No one was willing to help him out. No one was willing to carry him to the pool. If you could just really imagine, for 38 long years, he's been lying on that pool, but no one was willing to help him out. But when Jesus saw him lie, Jesus knew that he's been there for long, long years.
That is why Christ asked him, "Hey man, would you like to be healed? Do you want to be made whole?" And he said, "I have no man, sir." He was hopeless and helpless. But Christ said unto him, in verse 8, Jesus saith unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." I'd like to give this message a title, "The Greatest Day." He rose up and he walked. It was his greatest day of his life. Imagine, for 38 years, he can't walk to Walmart. He cannot walk and go to Walmart to buy something. He cannot go to Taco Bell, to Burger King, to McDonald's. Because he was paralyzed. He was impotent. But thank God, God made him whole. It was his greatest day. It was a great day when my father and mother came to know each other and got married. It was a great day. It was a great day. I was born. I was born. Not just I was born cute. Joke. It was a great day that I learned to speak and walk from my childhood and from my babyhood. It was a great day when I began learning writing and reading in school. It was a great day when I finished my high school and my college. Don't you know that my parents do not have the ability to send me to school, to Bible college? But thank God, because Pastor Tom Feliciano, throw me to Bible college. And in Bible college, God called me in that Bible college in Tarlac City. So it was a great day when I knew my wife. A great day when we were together. A great day when we were decided to get married, and I married him because she courted me, and yeah, it was a great day. It was a great day when I first came in your place. It was a great day for me when I personally touched the snow. You know, what we do in the Philippines for us to have snow, we made a Christmas tree, then we put cotton on it. Cotton, it serves as snow for us. So, but it's not cold as snow. So it was a great day when I came in your country. It was a great day when I feel the cold weather of America. Because in the Philippines, we only have two weather. Or four. Wet and dry, hot and hotter. We're the same. We also have four seasons in the Philippines. It was a great day when I ate the burger from Burger King. Oh, a big one. In the Philippines, they posted a big burger, but when you order it, it will appear small. But here, they posted a small burger. When you ordered it, it will a big size, American size. So you cannot able to eat all. So I reserved the half and take it to the room for tomorrow. It was a great day. But I got a story to tell you. When I was 16 years old, I was born in the Philippines. My parents were devoted in their religion. They were religious people, but the way they live is, you know, something different. My father is a drunkard. Every time he was under the influence of alcohol, my mother is hiding. You know why? For sure, she will be beaten repeatedly. There was one night my father was hurting my mother, and I could not help my mother because I was too young to defend my mother from my father. So I just, you know, it was dark, it was night. I just looking my father and my mother in the hall. Then I've seen my father hurting my mother. Many punch, like, do you know Manny Pacquiao? A boxer from the Philippines. And my mother was just, she was just standing and receiving all those punches. But I couldn't help my mother. I was, you know, I couldn't defend, I couldn't help my mother from my father. Standing by that. After that night, I asked my mother, Mother, why didn't you defend yourself? Why did you just receiving all those punches? And my mother said, you know what, son? I just let your father to punch me until he gets tired. On my back, I'm holding a knife. If he's tired, he was under the alcohol, I will kill him. And I told my mom, why don't you do that? I go, Mom, why didn't you do that? Please do so. Kill my father. Kill him. You know, I started to build my muscle. If my father punch my mother again, if my father will ask me, you want to fight with me? I will say, yes, I will fight with you. Yeah. I hated my father. I hated him so much. Because I love my mother. And I don't want to see that my father is hurting my mother. So the moment he do that for the second time, I will fight. You know, with that, I ask God, Lord, why it is happening? I was just 16. During my elementary, I've witnessed that. Even my high school, I've witnessed that. So, Lord, why is this happening? So I started to join myself to worldly people. I started drinking alcohol. I started taking marijuana, if you know that marijuana. I started to taste prohibited drugs. So I was miserable during that time. My life had no direction. I am miserable. But there was one time Pastor Tom came and he invited me to attend the Baptist camp held in Zambales. He told me, Brad, just come. Do come. I don't know why I didn't I don't know why I went. So I went to that camp meeting. I really don't know what was happening there for 4 days, for 4 long days. I don't know what is happening. They're singing Victory in Jesus. I felt I'm not a victorious one. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And I tried to get, or I tried to understand that song, Victory in Jesus. I'm not victorious. Jesus forsook me. Jesus leave me. He didn't love me. But on the last night before I got to bed, there was one pastor who asked permission. He said, Brad, can I share something with you? Something really, really important. And I told him, what is that? And he told me about the love of the Father. I didn't know what it was like to be loved by a father. It was not a coincidence, but he told me, I'd like to share something with you about the love of the Father. For 16 long years, I've never felt the love of a father. Then he said something about the love of the Father. So it really caught my attention. And he said, go ahead, share. Do you know what chapter and books from the Bible he opened? That is why I love this verse. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God, who is that God? The Father. For the Father loves the world. For God so loved the world, for the Father loves the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. But I was at that point, I counted myself as, you know, I already perish. But he said, for the love of the Father. And I told the pastor, since childhood up until now, I didn't know how to be loved by a father. For God so loved the world. The Father in John chapter 16 is a caring father. But my biological father, I didn't even felt that way. That my father is a caring father. The Father in John chapter 3:16 was a loving father. And I accepted Christ. Tears flows from my eyes. I closed my eyes. I opened my heart. And I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Amen. Do you know that that time, that was my greatest day of my life. Amen. That was the greatest day. I became freed from hatred. After that camp, I went home. I hugged my father. I hugged him. I told him, even though I didn't felt your love, but I have the love of my Father, which is in heaven. I already forgave you for what you have done. So I was, you know, freed from any hatred. I forgave my Father. You know what? Last 2016, my Father visited me in Mindoro. And he lived with me. As I giving my sermon, at the back, go forward. And he accepted the Lord as a Savior. Thank God. You know, it was my greatest day of my life for 16 years. But this impotent man, for 38 years, he cannot walk. No one is willing to help him. But when God healed him, not just physically, but Christ is more concerned on his spiritual sickness, Christ healed him. And it was his greatest day of my life. It was Sabbath during that time. So the people asked him, who made you whole? Who healed you? The one, in verse 13, the one who made me whole, Jesus. Hello? This impotent man and I, maybe we're not the same story. He had a bodily sickness. I'm healthy, but during that time I was, you know, physically, I was spiritually impotent. But thank God, he healed me. And now, thank God, saved me, and he is going to use me, and he will use me from the place where I am at now. And I love serving the Lord. For me, serving the Lord is not a waste of time. Serving the Lord is an opportunity. Serving the Lord is a privilege. So thank you. This impotent man, he shared what Christ did for him. And I will share what God did to me. Thank you so much, Benson Grove Baptist Church. You are a part of the ministry in the Philippines. We love you in the Lord. We appreciate you so much. Please continue to pray for me as I do my deputation here for 2 to 3 months. Please pray for a vehicle. I am praying for a vehicle to use here in your country for me to go to the church. So thank you for Brother Romito. They're setting up a meeting for me. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. God bless you, Benson Grove. God bless you.
Pastor. Would you stand, please, with your heads bowed, and Brother Brad's going to come. I appreciate these men of God so much. I read to you from the book of 1 Peter, and he said that we were not redeemed with corruptible things, previous verse, but with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the incorruptible word of God, the gospel, the power of the gospel, is what we're emphasizing all this month. The word of God, how powerful it is. I hope you're reading your Bible. We challenge you to read your Bible all the way through this year. But don't just read it. You ought to ruminate it. That means to chew the cud. That means to meditate upon it. Let it get into your heart. And then you ought to rehearse it. You ought to tell it. God wants you to share the gospel with somebody. I'm praying that God this year will do in the lives of people in our area what Rusty's testified about, what Reuben has testified about, and that is the transforming power of the gospel to make them brand new creatures in Christ Jesus, and it still works. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And it'll work for you today, right here, men and women, boys and girls. I know it's the hour's late, but I want to just tell you, the gospel is the fact that Jesus loves you. God so loved the world, but he loved you individually, and he gave his son to die for you. He died. The Bible said he paid our sin debt. He was buried, rose again. He's alive right now. And he said, if you'll believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you can be saved. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want to challenge you, those who are with us on the media ministry now, those who are in the building right now, right where you are, will you trust Christ? Will you in simple faith turn from your sin and turn to the Savior? He's just as real as I am. He's more real than I am because he's right there by you right now. And if you'll ask him to come in your heart, forgive your sin, he'll do that. If we can help you or pray with you in any way, we want to do it. I want us just to pray together. Then we're going to have Brother Brad may just sing a song for just a moment. And then we're going to just one verse of a song this morning. But I would encourage you to come. And men, if you will be ready, we're going to take a love offering in just a few minutes. And then we're going to go home. Heavenly Father, I pray right now the Holy Ghost of God will do in the lives of men and women, boys and girls, what only you could do. Convict them of their sin. Draw them by your grace and save them for Jesus' sake. I pray, our Father, to take a step of faith and accept Christ. I pray, God, that God's people who are out of fellowship with you are not as close as they should have been. God, they may have used all of last year and never told one soul about you. And I pray, God, there'd be repentance on our part for that. That, God, we'll share the gospel with those around us that you put us in contact with. And, God, I pray you'd do it. And, Lord, help us to commit ourselves to be a witness for Jesus. Now, friends, while we're praying, Brad will sing one verse of a song. Let me invite Christians to come. And first of all, you recommit yourself to the Lord. Recommit yourself to the study of his word and to the sharing the gospel and witnessing. Pray for people that's lost. Get around this altar this morning. Pray for somebody lost. And if you're here this morning, you don't know Christ, will you step to the nearest aisle and come? If we can help you in any way, but if you've accepted Christ already, if you want to accept him this morning, will you come right now? Some are coming around the altar. We invite you to come. We're just going to be a brief moment here, but what a day it could be. This could be the best day of your life right now. Will you come right now, gather around this altar, and pray and seek the face of God? Christians, you come and lead the way, and others who don't know Christ, we invite you to trust Christ. He'll make a brand new creature out of you right now. He'll touch you right now, right where you are, if you'll call on him. And I believe if you call on him, you'll let others know about it. Will you trust him right now?
Friends, you've been listening to the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. We pray this broadcast has been a blessing to you and that God's word would speak to your heart throughout the week. If we can assist you, please call the church offices at 919-894-4120. We'd love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. We also invite you to attend the services at Benson Grove. The church is located on Highway 50, just 6 miles north of Benson. If you cannot attend in person, join our live internet broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. Just open your computer web browser to www.bensongrovebaptist.org. Choose the Sermons tab and follow the instructions on the screen. Join us for the Benson Grove Baptist Hour each Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. God bless you and have a great day.